To my dismay, as my husband and I have been looking for a home in Marvin Gardens, we have seen more houses knocked down and built up from the bottom on stilts, vinyl siding and all, that are way taller than what my neighbors want to do.
Could you speak to the microphone, please?
They live in a typical Marvin Gardens house, and they want to preserve Marvin Gardens the way that it's always been. They don't want a vinyl-sided house. You guys are not thinking about these people and what they want to do. You should have been thinking about this when you let all those houses come in that are way taller than what they want to do and way out of style. There's houses in that neighborhood that people, and I don't want to point anyone out, there's a house there that looks like a prison. It's not high, but it's certainly has not, they probably didn't need a variance to do what they did, and they degraded our beautiful neighborhood. These people want to keep a house in the integrity that it was supposed to be and allow for a growing family. I don't want them to move out. I don't want someone to come next door to me and build one of those giant McMansions that you talked about on stilts. I want them to stay there and build this unobtrusive addition so that Marvin Gardens can stay the way that it is. You're focusing on the wrong people. You're focusing on the wrong thing. You are allowing these big houses to be raised, and they want what? 39 inches that you're not even going to be able to see? It's not going to block anybody's view. If anybody's view gets blocked, it's mine. And I don't care. I live next door to them, and I don't want somebody to buy it and knock it down.
If we approve this third floor, we'd be setting a terrible precedent. This place is so unique. We're full on with history. And it's one of the few parts of Margate that still maintains any character. The rest of the town's being flooded with architectural garbage.
Hi.
Your name, sir?
Robert Shippitz.
Robert Shippitz. We know your address.
Right.
Can you please raise your right hand? You swear affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Right.
Thank you.
I think we're being painted here as something we're not. We love Marvin Gardens. We love the integrity of the community. That's what attracted us to a house that, quite frankly, was an eyesore when we bought the house. It was a mess. The real estate agent wouldn't even go in the house. It was a nightmare, and I think we've created a very nice house now. We want to make some minor changes, not to change much, but to add a little room for grandchildren. That's all we want to do. It's nothing major, just some nice small changes. And that's what we always said, we want to make small changes. It was never a threat that we would tear the house down. That was an obvious option we have, but was never mentioned that we would do that. We have no intention of doing that. We want to keep the integrity of the neighborhood, which is what attracted us to the house, and also the backyard, which I would like to keep. It's a beautiful backyard. I like it. So I'd rather not have to build there. And I just want to say that, I just would like our intentions understood. And thank you for your considerations.
Thank you.
You should take a bus toward a sea aisle. Sea aisle looks absurd. I mean, those houses are literally 50, 70 feet in the air. I'm well aware of how drastically can change. And I also am aware of how every single solitary new house that comes up and we come down summer after summer, this is our 11th summer down here, it's a crisis. The houses look so identical. And it's really sad. I mean, I used to go to Longport as a child, and the character is just gone. And they spend a lot more money on their facades here than we do. They're just flat, blank, and I guess because everybody wants 5 or 6 bedrooms. The Chippitzes are willing to smash their family into 4 bedrooms. I don't think that that's an outrageous request.
I'm Amy Chippitz, 34 West Drive.
Ms. Chippitz. Yes. You swear affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
I think a lot of people move to Marvin Gardens because of the character, because it's beautiful and we love the architecture, and I always wanted an old home. And I love that I live in a house that was built in 1923. We have a house in Philadelphia that was built in 1986, and it does nothing for me, and I love my home in Marvin Gardens. We moved in 2009, three daughters, and now we have three strapping sons-in-laws and four grandchildren, and it's very crowded. And I don't want to move, not just because it's an adorable house, but because people move to Marvin Gardens for those backyards. You cannot get a backyard anywhere. I mean, we looked around. My husband said, let's look around, let's move, let's see if we can get a bigger house somewhere else. And they don't have any backyards, and we love the backyard. We love being out back. We spend more time out back than we do at the beach. We just love being at the house. So I just want to say that I agree with my neighbors who are opposed to us. I want Marvin Gardens to stay looking exactly like it does. And that's why I contacted Peter, and I think he did a great job. What he designed is totally unobtrusive. Nobody will see it. The people who are most affected are my proximate neighbors, who are all here. My two next-door neighbors, and then my next-door neighbor to her. And they are all totally supportive. I think we need to go case by case in Marvin Gardens, because newer people are moving in. Now, I know the first gentleman who spoke, said that I supported keeping Marvin Gardens original. I don't quite know if I sent something in when that petition was going around. And maybe I did say, yeah, I think Marvin Gardens should stay looking original. But the reality is, my neighbors and I, we've moved in the past 10 years before these ordinances were passed. There are younger people moving in with younger families with babies, and I think fewer people are going to move in if they don't have the space. And what we're doing is just asking for one bumped up room in our attic so that we can have space for our grandchildren. We're not changing anything. We're not doing anything to destroy the integrity of the neighborhood. And I really think that we do need to think about it case by case. I think that if people want, you know, the ordinance was made because people feel very strongly about keeping things the way they want it to remain. But I think we need to look into the future, and we need to see what the needs are of families who are moving in, and take it case by case and not just throw out the baby with the bathwater here. And that's it.
Thank you.
So I hope you will consider our request. Thank you.
Thank you.
We bought our house, I guess, in 2011. These houses are a labor of love. I give a lot of credit to the Chippetses and also to Peter Weiss. We've spoken to architects who have told us not to waste our money. Our house, would be a nightmare to raise and become compliant. It's there. You're stuck in just, a space where it's untenable. I had an architect tell me to save my money and knock it down. I also have a crazy pie-shaped lot, so I'll be here for variances, and there's probably not a lot in Marvin Gardens that wouldn't need variances. These lots are bizarre and, are not compliant with what you want today. I commend the Chippetses for staying there. They're awesome neighbors. Awesome neighbors are not easy to come by. And I also give them a lot of credit for doing right by Marvin Gardens by trying to make it compliant for what we need today. There is no parking problem on our block and where we are on West Drive. In fact, we only get overflow from the other places in Marvin Gardens on the three weekends of a year, this week being one of them. And then people park on Winchester. There is no problem with parking ever. And that's all I have to say. I really do hope that you approve it, because otherwise we will wind up with another monstrosity, and that is a shame.
Sewell, 22 West Drive.
Can I ask one favor?
Yes.
Would you say Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
We're more respectful than the mayor.
John. Do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth?
I do indeed.
Thank you.
26 years ago, I walked into Jim's office, and the one thing he impressed upon me was that I was going to be in a historic district and to respect the integrity, the quality, and the character of the home, and not to deviate, if possible. And I honored that request. When the new, when Roger came in, one of the very first questions I asked Rogers, when the new master plan comes out, will the special height restriction for Marvin Gardens be retained? because under Roger Rubin, the neighbors got together and militated to preserve the height of the gardens. This is not something new. These people didn't come out of the woodwork, you know, with a vendetta against these folks. These folks are fine folks as far as I'm concerned. However, the desire to prevent third floors is a noble effort to preserve the quality and character of Marvin Gardens. I think this should be a paramount consideration. I wouldn't have directed that question to Roger when he took over for Roger Rubin, had it not been an overriding concern, even before Chris put the application in for the petitioners. I think it's very important that this board try to maintain the quality, character of Marvin Gardens. It's essential. And I think, you know, if you want to willy-nilly grant variances, it's a slippery slope. It's even faster than dominoes. So my petition to this board tonight, please, please try to maintain the character of the gardens. I think it's important. Thank you very much.
So you would have no problem with all the homes within your neighborhood having a third or half
story? Not if they were able to keep the integrity of the exteriors, which is not even on the books. People can do whatever they want. They can make a castle. They can make it purple. So it doesn't even matter what people do.
So I'm relatively new to Marvin Gardens, and my house is the center one on the top. I have a three-story home. When we moved in, our neighbors were very endearing, but some basically were second owners. We did not build the home, and they said that we were in the illegal home, and they weren't quite nice to us because our house wasn't Marvin Gardens appropriate. We have a couple houses that are for sale in the neighborhood now, and as a nosy neighbor, I've gone through the open houses, and the younger people that are coming in the neighborhood now are saying, oh, we need to do this. Oh, it doesn't have this. Oh, so the properties really are going to be torn down. So if we're really, really strict with regulation, and I think it should be house to house, and I'm very proud of my house, I do have to say, because I think the previous owners built it not too obtrusive, and I think that it has a beautiful, charming curbside, but at the end of the day, it's not an original Marvin Gardens house. But this family is trying to maintain the house. They just want a third story. And again, it's a tough call. The neighborhood is beautiful. I love it. I absolutely love it. But I'd rather see them put a third story on than them tear it down. Just like the two houses that are for sale now. Clearly, people are like, oh, well, what size house can we put on this lot if we tear this house down? So I'd rather maintain the neighborhood and the beauty and allow people to keep up with their houses and improve them and enjoy them. And when we bought the house, we were not even at all aware of what we were getting into. We had no idea. We knew it was historic. We knew it had beautiful signage. We had beautiful trees. We had beautiful plantings, beautiful people. But we had no idea that there was regulations because no one disclosed that to us. At the end of the day, there's nothing I want to change. I'm happy, but I think people should be allowed to make some changes that aren't going to really, you know, impact people significantly. Their neighbors, their initial neighbors, are agreeing. Again, and what makes me really nervous is that the houses that are for sale are going to be torn down. So I think there needs to be this formal understanding of, as a group, as a neighborhood, what are we really, what can we do? But to do something that the height is not going to be significantly obtrusive, I mean, it doesn't sound like it's going to be significant at all. And they're maintaining the stucco, and they're maintaining the house, and they're maintaining the yard and the lawn, and they're not, like, totally cementing over the house. You know, people do that. They really want to keep it as nice as they can.
Either you're going to stick to the rules and maintain the integrity of the neighborhood, or you're going to start giving variances all over the place. There's another place to put the space, and that's in the backyard.
Phyllis Sanguini. It's Italian.
You okay with that, Joanna?
Sanguine. S-A-N-G-U-I-G-N-I.
Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give will be the
yes,
truth?
Yes, I do.
Truth,
I agree with everything they say. Having come there at the age of 12 and seeing Marvin Gardens.
10 years ago?
1950. Anyway, I want to say, as the one gentleman said here, the integrity of Marvin Gardens has to be preserved. He said it himself, and that's what you have to keep in your heart. The integrity of Marvin Gardens must be preserved. Mark said it best when he said the designs of the building were two stories, stucco, French Renaissance. The design of that area and the ambiance of that area is unlike any in this city, unlike any. In 1950, when those buses came through, their sightseeing buses, it was an honor to have the people of wherever come to our area to see what we had. To destroy it and make it three stories, you people have a lot in your heart to consider. And that's what I'm trying to appeal to you tonight. Not the variances, not the rules, not the regulations. The ambience of the gardens must be preserved.
My husband and I bought a full-time home in Marvin Gardens 14 years ago, and it was driving into the gardens and seeing that neighborhood as it was that made us decide Margate was where we wanted to retire. We bought an as-is house, as the Chippetses did, and we have done everything that we can afford to do to keep it in character and make it the comfortable home that we feel it is. I agree 100% with Bill Cotter's statement. I was part of the group that worked with him. But in addition to that, I have two other concerns. And one is that I don't want to see a third story become the first domino to fall, that then it's easier for the next family to say, we just want to bump up a little bit, because already Sandy has taken a lot from the character of our neighborhood and the homes that were demolished even before Sandy are a detriment to our character. But we just want to say, can we stop it here?
I think the integrity of our community is what everyone likes about it. It's the only thing that really makes the homes valuable in Marvin Gardens. And I think once you start to, if you start to say, well, okay, we have to loosen up here, I think the entire neighborhood will lose its character. As to the homes that are already big, that people have been complaining about, well, they were teardowns. They were teardowns. And I do not feel that everyone is going to tear down their house to build more rooms, because I don't think that's why they moved to Marvin Gardens in the first place.
The reason Marvin Gardens is a desirable place to live is location. Location is everything. Location for business, location for schools, location to the Ventnor Boardwalk. You can walk everywhere from Marvin Gardens. I agree with the gentleman who spoke first. It is an ideal neighborhood. And I concur with everything Bill said. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
The neighborhood is not at all the way it was 10 years ago when we moved in and fell in love with it. We've lost our trees. We've lost some homes. We've lost some neighbors. But the real issue with this is setting the precedent for a third floor, particularly since it's only more likely that houses are going to have to be elevated in the future. And if we start allowing third floors on top of homes that are elevated, it's going to look like a neighborhood of skyscrapers, not like the charming historic neighborhood that we all love and want to preserve.
To preserve this neighborhood the way that it is, and to understand that people are going to want to make changes, it has to be done on a one-to-one basis. I commend people that had to knock down their houses because of Sandy and build it up and tried to keep it looking the same way. But their houses are taller than the ones that have been here. These people don't want to tear their house down. They want it to blend in and look the same. So I think that the case, I'm just here to say that I think you should look at each of these in a case-by-case basis. And I think that maybe the people in this room should look at it on a case-by-case basis, because what they want to do is preserve Marvin Gardens the way that it was, the way that they want it to be. They don't want it to change and look different. And if it's a third floor thing, you have to give everybody a chance to do what they need to do. But these people want to do the right thing by all of you. They agree with everybody here. They want it to be the same. And so they're asking for, what is it, 39 inches?
Tom Collins.
Long evening, a lot of testimony. I think what we really have to look at here is the fact that what we do tonight and every night in the planning board affects the city of Margate for the next 50 to 100 years. I'm so tired of imaginary lines and what if I tore this down or did that down. If you were going to do that, do it. But don't come in and say, well, we could do this. In this case here, we have a very historic gardens. And the only actual part of the Marvin Gardens that's historic is the gardens. That's why the houses aren't regulated. But we have an established community that people go into, want to be into, and there are other options. You do have land in the back. You don't choose to use it. But I don't think that we should set a precedent making a third floor revision just to accommodate so you can have a little bit nicer yard, which affects everybody else. I think we need to keep the character of Margate intact, and if we do give a third floor variances, and in 5 years the city makes us raise up, by not being flood compliant, you're hurting the city of Margate. It costs in FEMA and flood insurance, which gets prorated to everybody. So the whole intent of the law is to get everybody to elevate so we're all on the same plane. So I vote no.
You vote
Clem Wozleski?
He votes what?
No. No.
The other day, I again drove slowly all around Marvin Gardens looking for where supposedly third floor is already.
Clem, even with a microphone, I can't hear you. Would you pull the microphone closer, please? There you go. I can hear you now.
Well, that's good. There was one house in particular I did notice that had an obvious third floor on it, and it simply looked totally out of place amongst all the other houses. If we approve this third floor, we'd be setting a terrible precedent. And this place is so unique. We're fooling with history. And it's one of the few parts of Margate that still maintains any character. The rest of the towns are being flooded with architectural garbage. I have to vote no on this application.
Rich Patterson.
I also have to vote no. I also support all the neighbors here, both pro and against, in that if you want changes to Marvin Gardens, you are the ones with your groups that you form that the planning board would be glad to listen to, the city fathers would be glad to listen to, and if you do want changes more or less, I support that. I didn't realize I was suppressing your speech when you came up. If I didn't let anybody speak long enough, I apologize, but I don't understand why I was suppressing anyone's speech. I tried to let everyone on both sides have all the say everything they did. So if I offended anybody or you did, if I stopped you from speaking, then I apologize. But I still vote no on this application.
Jim Galantino.
I don't know how many times we had discussions about the height over 26 years. I know Roger Rubin and I had this discussion a number of times, and that's why we came up with the 25 foot with Hiram Gruhl back in 2006. We really wanted to keep it low. We didn't want third floors in Margate then, and it looks like now. I mean, 75% of the audience is against it. And I think Roger McLarnon would agree with Roger Rubin on this, that we really didn't want third floors then, and I don't think we want third floors now. I'd vote no.
Margaret Kubernalty.
I can appreciate what the owners are doing and the design that Mr. Weiss did, which was non-obtrusive, but I have to agree with the other board members to maintain the integrity of the gardens, to keep it a two-story community that it is, so I have to say no to the applications.
Craig Pomisano.
I do feel for both sides. They both have issues that they're concerned with. The master plan has come out and has backed the Marvin Gardens group by limiting two stories. And I've seen, driving through there, I've seen a house that was raised that's two stories. I saw a brand new house that's two stories. It's elevated about five or 6 feet up the ground. It looks great. It's in keeping with the other houses in the neighborhood. So I also have to vote with the 80% of the people who are against it. I vote no.
Mike Richman.
I think if it was just a case of the height, I wouldn't be too opposed to it because, you know, people, if you tear your house down there, you got to build it to elevation 11 or 12 and it's going to be, you know, higher. If you raise your house, it's going to be higher. But a long time ago, we said that we didn't want third floors in Marvin Gardens. And, you know, if you live there and you bought the house and you kind of hopefully knew that that was the case, then so be it. So I'm going to vote no too.
Application fails 0-7.